At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Everybody, you already know who it is. It's your boy King. Built Different Podcast on Up On Game Network. I got a special guest with me today. I got Miss Jenna Bandy, sports enthusiast, content creator, and host of Game On. I'm sorry, forgive me, ladies. Game on the Female Network?
Yeah, Women's Sports Network.
Women's Sports Network. All right, so everybody, y'all already know who she is, but everybody that doesn't, gonna learn a little bit about her today. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm very well.
I'm happy to be here. I
everybody is. You know what I'm saying? So listen, everybody listen up. We're gonna do something real slight, all right? So if you don't know who this is, Jenna went viral, if I'm not wrong, off of an era in social media where it's a hashtag that shows the sex of you and the sports you, right?
Yeah, it's
all right, cool.
Hashtag she can do both.
All right, there we go. So tell them a little about it and just start in your...
Yeah, it was a few years ago. That hashtag was trending. I posted my split picture where you look cute and girly and then on the other side you look sporty. And it just kind of kept getting reposted by people. I was getting a following. And then from then, I posted like a sports compilation video, playing ping pong, throwing the football, shooting basketball, hitting a baseball. And that went viral. And just slowly just started building a following. And recently, in the last year or so, I really put both feet into content creation. And it's really been my livelihood now.
Blessings, right?
Yeah.
So let's tell the people a little bit about your upbringing, man. Like, how did you even get into... if basketball is your primary, but just the sports in general.
Yeah, softball was my main sport growing up. I have a big brother that played Major League Baseball. He just retired this year.
Okay.
He played in the bigs for 3 years. But he just taught me everything about sports, like, and he just wouldn't let me win in anything. So that gave me my competitive edge and just really molded me into just having thick skin and just competing,
right.
You know? So I played college basketball. Because softball, I have an arm, so I have a Guinness World Record in football for farthest football throw for a female into a target. I threw it into a basketball hoop.
What? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So what we're going to do, we're going to have a slight conversation again. We did the intro. We're going to shoot some ball, keep the conversation flowing, see if you can beat the GOAT. Right?
Who's the GOAT?
Come on, man.
Like, wait, so you're trying to beat me?
Nah. Like,
I'm the GOAT, though.
I'm the guy that should have won the knockoff contest.
No, you're not.
All right? So, all right, what we're going to do is we're just going to play a simple pace game of knockout, all right? Matter of fact, let's play match.
What's match?
Just East Coast talk. Again, we in Cali, so let me put the West Coast people hip to how we do it on the East Coast, all right?
Okay.
So, this is a basketball,
all right?
You shoot it in that goal,
okay? Oh, that one, okay.
All right, so if I make it, you got to make it.
Oh, bet, okay, right? I get it.
Or, all right, let's make it simple. You just want to play horse?
You don't.
Come on.
You don't want to play me a horse.
I tell them why you think I don't want to play you a horse, because people know what I do.
You obviously didn't do enough research.
I did all the research. That back,
I am
that
the
behind
trick
the back.
Shot. I am the trick shot queen.
Yeah, that was.
I will pull out shit out of my ass and beat you so, why so do you, badly.
All right, so you heard how you referenced yourself. That's why I called horse. Because you supposedly the queen, right? That's yeah. why I called. Let's play horse. You the queen.
Okay, we'll play horse. All right,
so I'll let you do first shot.
Okay, right
first
here.
Shot.
Just simple. Nothing but net. Right. I mean, it's simple, so guys. She made I simple. Turned the camera back, it was nothing but net.
She made a simple shot.
Did you hear that? That's already a letter listen, on your own show.
Hey, I'm a gentleman. My mother told me to be a gentleman. Like, I got to make her feel good, right? All right, so first shot, another question, all right? Tell us a little bit about your show.
Oh, the Women's Sports yes. Network. So it's called Game On. It's all about women's sports, everything and everything to do, anything and everything about women's sports. We are all women hosts. Mm-hmm. We only have guests that are women, or at least support women's sports.
Okay.
It's really cool. I mean, there's not a network like it.
Right.
You know, all networks are talking about sports in general, but this is focus and emphasis on women's sports. So it's a really cool thing. I mean, we do headlines, highlights, viral videos. We'll do little, like, green screen stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fun, entertaining?
For sure. Yeah. I'm on it, so.
So, all right. So tell me how you got started in that. What got the ball rolling, and what made you want to go down there?
Really, my content creator, like me being, having a following on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, that kind of, you know, people were interested in having someone that's a digital creator mm-hmm. and not just a reporter.
Got it.
Just because that's kind of the way of the world, how it is, just reporters. Now we're trying to mix it up okay. and have familiar faces.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some of the guests you've had on.
We've had the WNBA commissioner, okay. Kathy Engelbert. We've had some women's hockey players, women's soccer players. I mean, there's been a lot. I mean, who's another one? We've had Steph Cordial on. We've had Jada Bovera. We've had a lot of people.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So the show popping. More popping than our show?
I don't know.
All right, I'll pop. All right, next shot on you.
I'm going to go to it, guys. My all backwards right. shot. I'm getting backwards with it, okay? You want to back up a little
I
bit.
I mean, my bad.
Hit the backboard, hit the rim, and out.
So, again.
So, now it's your
shot? Yeah, you claim that you're the GOAT, right? And
yeah.
So, I'm going to keep it basic again since I missed the first one.
Okay. I mean, you should try to switch it up because I already hit this shot.
Yeah, your shot.
Again. Oh, it goes in.
So cool. All right. Trust me, I'm gonna win. Don't worry. All right, next question.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your merch.
Ooh, game changer. So, game change her. So, H-E-R, the N. Game changer, emphasis on her. Mm-hmm. It's a female empowerment brand. It's all about being fearless and being authentic to who you are.
Okay.
And you know, being a game changer, it's not just in sports. You could be a game changer in law, in medicine, in education, whatever career path you choose, you're a game changer, you're changing the game, mm-hmm. challenging the norm, and being fearless.
Okay.
And so this is something that I'm super passionate about as an influencer, right? You're termed influencer. What is your actual and direct influence? I feel like I have indirect influence. I'm impressive, I'm entertaining, mm-hmm. right? But what am I directly influencing? So this is a platform for me to put other women on. Like, okay. I already had my first event, and okay. it was a basketball event, one-on-one, Queen of the Court, and okay. I gave up $1,000 to the winner. So we already had our first event, first winner. I'm trying to do some more events doing that, putting other women on, and hopefully it'll become a brand that gets even bigger and, you know, like, collabs with WNBA or even bigger platforms.
When was it?
Well, I just got it trademarked. It's that whole thing is a long process.
Right.
But my event was just a few months ago.
Okay.
Back in maybe July.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. August? And it was local? Cali?
Yeah, California, okay. yeah.
Are you looking to take it further, more yes. global?
Oh, totally.
Okay.
I mean, I'm looking to partner with other people who I believe are game changers.
Okay.
Who, you know, the vision is I would love to have a conference where a bunch of little girls, young girls come from all walks of life mm-hmm. and they're sitting down in front of game changers of the world, mm. like I said, from different walks of life, and no matter what you're into, you're getting something from it, because mm. this person is talking about how they got to where they are in mm. life, and this person, you know, so I want it to definitely be a global thing.
Got it. All right, so you guys heard it here first. If you are interested in partnering, with her. Let them know where they can find that at.
Yeah, so you can contact me at my social platforms at JennaBandy21. And my email's on there, so just hit the email and shoot me an email.
All right, let's get it. Next shot. let me see here. Let's go from range, man. I don't know if you got range.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you have range. So, look, we're going to go from the black line. Step it out just a little bit.
Doink.
Hey! I don't know if you got range,
that's
man.
Nice.
What's next?
Let me just...
Ready for the H?
Okay, the wind, we're good.
Ready for the H?
Right here?
Wherever,
right there,
yeah,
right?
Wherever
there?
You want. That black line.
Oh, that's way bad. That didn't feel good. I'll give you that, though.
So
it's your show, you know, I got to give you a little.
You were the knockout
something.
Champion?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
For $100,000.
Okay, all right. So how much are we putting on this game?
$5!
Let's take it to the corner.
Okay.
Left foot on the side. So from an angle. Ah.
I got lucky there.
Yeah, your shot.
All right, so I can go anywhere?
Anywhere you want. Any of these trick shots that you think is legit.
There we go. We're going behind the backboard, but
that's
still
old school. That
in
ain't
bounds.
That.
Still in bounds, okay? Ready?
Ready.
Woo!
What is it, A shot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I already know.
Doink.
Yeah, I already know.
Doink.
One more, then I'll get to the next question.
One more.
H-O.
H-H-O. All right, let's go over here. I'm going directly here, just so you guys know. I'm going to bounce it in.
You're going to bounce it?
Yeah.
All right.
So I don't want to hit you guys. All right, here we go. All right, but you got to like jump like it's a jump shot.
Okay. You want to increase my sneakers? Hey.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when your social gathering's picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. We all have had experiences where if you get that help, it helps you get through, whether it's talking to somebody you love or talking to someone professional. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with licensed therapists and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GamePresents today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GamePresents.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Oh,
man,
I'm not bouncy enough.
I'm not even
going
to do that. All right, so it's H-O. H-H-O. All right, so in your basketball journey, tell them where you went to school at.
I went to Thousand Oaks High School, and then I also went to Cal State Monterey Bay to play college basketball there.
Were you the leading scorer in your high school?
At my high school, yeah. But I actually tore my ACL my senior season, so I didn't even play my senior year. Mm. My D1's offer said, see you later.
Okay.
Peace out. So I went Division II.
Okay.
And in my third year, I ended up tearing my other ACL.
Mm.
So mom and dad were kind of like, you got to start thinking about other things than basketball,
right,
Jenna. You know? And which is funny is, like, right out of college, I started to do the whole, like, sideline sports reporter interviewing for that. But then I fell into a coaching job, and I really fell in love with coaching.
Okay.
And that's really where I saw the rest of my life going. I was a varsity head coach, and I was getting my teaching credential.
Okay.
So that's really, like, I saw the rest of my life being a coach and a teacher.
Okay. So let's speak a little bit about your impact, or the impact you want on the youth, right? So we talked about the coaching. We talked about the organization, the things that you're trying to get in place.
Yeah.
What else would you like to do? Like, what type of mark would you want to leave on the youth?
Yeah, so I miss coaching, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm fully content creator now. That's my livelihood. And the fact that now I have my brand, Game Changer, that's kind of giving me that rewarding feeling of being a coach. Like you know, I know that you're a coach. It's really rewarding to give back and to, like, see that light bulb turn on, you know, when they finally get it, they hold that follow through, you know? And so I feel like that is kind of blending the two, the coaching and the social media and having Game Changer. It's blending the two. And just, I just really want to leave my mark where I wasn't just an influencer that was just, like, all about herself.
Okay.
You know, I want to give back, and ultimately I want to end up on a sports platform doing hosting stuff, commentating stuff, and putting women on.
Okay.
So I want to be looked at as the person, the woman that was putting other women on.
So is that a shout out to ESPN?
Yeah, so ESPN, if y'all looking for some more talent, you know, hit your girl up.
Hit her up, hit her up. All right, so it was my trick shot. All right, people want a trick shot. Let me see here. You know, I don't do no trick. Let's do off the glass from three.
Doink. Heads up. All right, we're going to bring it over here. You can spin the ball?
Man, come on, man.
Can he spin the ball, guys?
Come on.
We're going to go to this side of the basket. You're good. Yeah, spin it. And then punch it in. Oh my, you lucked out. You lucked out.
All right, so can you dribble the ball?
Oh my gosh.
I'm just asking, can you dribble the ball?
Yeah.
All right, so that's going to be for the next
shot. Is the
sky blue? That's going to be for the next shot.
It's a little gray right now, though.
So, all right, tell the people, man, some of the athletes that you looked up to, male, female.
Kobe Bryant.
Whew, stop the game. Man, so look, again, I know this might look weird. My guy, 30s. Man, he's here. He's built different pod, but he's a big Kobe hater. He has
hater?
So he has a picture of Kobe in his room.
Stop.
He loves his mentality, but he thinks Bron is better than Kobe.
Okay, all so right? This is the thing. I grew up idolizing Kobe. I have respect for LeBron, but I couldn't root for him because I felt like I was cheating on Kobe.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I get that. I get that.
But I think LeBron is a great player.
Right. Nobody takes
but nobody
that from
does
him.
It like Kobe. Kobe. And I got to meet Kobe. So that was
now
pretty
jealous.
Epic. Yeah,
now,
you should be.
Tell me about that.
That was sick, honestly.
Tell me about that.
Man, that was back in 2019.
Mm.
And I was actually playing basketball at Mamba Sports Academy. That's my hometown. So I play there, play pickup all the time. And my friend was like, okay, Jenna, whatever, just because Kobe Bryant follows you. And I said, what? I didn't know that Kobe Bryant followed me on Instagram. So I checked immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And I low-key was talking to my homegirl. And I was like, do I message? Like, you know, like, because I'm like, this is my idol growing. But, you know, sliding the DM, you don't want it to be like
right?
that, right? But it's like, look, I'm just going to say it appropriately, right? Mm-hmm. I hit him up. I messaged him. I said, hey, I'm working at Mama Sports Academy. Like, I've looked up to you all my life. You're a role model of mine. I would love to meet you someday.
Uh-huh.
In this league I play in, they call me the White Mamba, which
uh-huh.
is true.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, yeah, you're one hell of an athlete. Like, I know this word for it. He's like, yeah, you're one hell of an athlete. And he says, I'll be at MSA tomorrow for the camp, Mamba Sports Academy,
mm-hmm.
tomorrow. And I said, what time? And he told me the time. And then I said, can I bring my friends? And he gave me a little black thumbs up. I'm like, I'm fucking there. I'm there. I'm there. Right? So we pulled up. He's running the camp, right?
Yeah.
And he's on the other side of the court, walking down the sideline. And I'm waiting there patiently in the bleachers.
Uh-huh.
And he's just like, what's up, athlete? And I'm walking down the bleachers like, don't trip, Jenna. Like, you know? And he daps me up, gives me a hug. He shakes the rest of my friend's hands. And the whole time we're just like side to side like this, watching the camp, but talking,
yeah.
You know? And he was telling me how his daughter really looks up to me.
Word.
And how like he loves my football trick shots that I've been doing. And it was just really cool because wow. Then in the moment, this is such a Kobe thing, right?
Uh-huh.
In the moment, we're talking, right? And he goes, hey, what hand is supposed to throw that pass with? Uh-huh. And he's like, let. Yeah. It was, and he's just right back to just being,
regular.
Like he made me feel like so comfortable. Like I wanted to like puff my chest and make sure I'm confident for Kobe, uh-huh. right? But he made me feel like the superstar
wow.
when he's the legend,
right?
You know? That was the type of effect that, like, he had on me. And he told me when he left right after the picture, he was like, keep doing your thing. Keep getting buckets. Keep doing the trick shots. Mm-hmm. And it just has always stuck with me.
Yo, that's...
Yeah.
I'm jealous, man. I don't even want to continue this, man.
Stop.
Kobe, no, that's dope. Like, again, if anybody that know me know, man, that's my guy.
Yeah.
Again, idolized 20 years, man. And, I mean, literally used to be in my backyard. I'd be imaging as I'm Kobe playing against Scotty or somebody and I'm doing Kobe moves, like
yeah.
That was the type of influence. And again, like I've had teammates and guys hate playing with me, right? But it's because of what I demand, because of what he demanded, what he required, right? And it's never, and again it gets lost in interpretation, but it's never like you can't demand it from me, but the personality is not made for everybody. They say
no,
it, right?
No.
Like, you're not for everybody.
Yeah.
And I tell them all the time, like, man, I want greatness out of myself. And especially if I'm playing on a team, I want greatness on my team. That's just what I'm demanding. And he taught me that. So, now that's a big...
Shout out Kobe.
Right,
RIP,
always.
Right?
Always, always. And again, this is the second person that we've had on out of everybody that Kobe over Braun. There's a trend starting. There's a trend starting. So 30, understand something. All right, so let's go. I'm a left hand. I don't know if you have a left hand.
All right. I have a left hand.
So we're going to do just left hand off the glass. Come on, give me some space.
Sorry,
man.
You
give
can't
some space,
think.
Man.
Like, and one, baby.
Yo, that, I don't
you
get
meant,
that back.
You meant.
I don't get
you
that
meant,
back.
Go, go. I
man,
hit him.
Like, come on.
I hit him.
Like, man,
sorry.
Fouling and all that. Like,
very fragile. Come on. Very fragile.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. H.O.
Left. Oh, shit.
Man, look. Oh, man, that was horrible.
Second one like you did.
I didn't foul you.
We'll
go
I
to the corner.
It.
We'll go to the corner. We'll go to the corner. High streak. High streak.
What's the
Come
score
on.
Right now?
It's H-O-H-O.
All right, here we go. Corner. Corner pocket.
Let's go.
Eight ball corner pocket. Cash nasty. All
right. All right. Man, you too hyped for the corner. Let's go.
Corner. Doink.
Come on. That's my shot.
Okay, whatever.
That's
you just
shot.
Did the same
corner
shot two in a row. Very.
That's my shot.
You got to be more unique than that.
All right. So be as unique.
That's I mean, if you just, you're giving me a rhythm now. Don't you get that? I make one, you do the same shot.
Man.
I'm in a rhythm. Again? Are you stupid? Let me. Okay, let me just.
Right, so you got
it
three in a row then.
Prove it. I'm going to hit three in a row.
Hit three in a row.
Night, night.
I'm not even.
Night, night.
So it's H-O. H-O, what you got, R? I got R.
You're about to get R, right? No, you have to do it.
Oh, damn. Because
you missed, and then it was my shot.
Oh, that was your fault. Man, so I ain't got no R, because I ain't going to miss.
You did miss. Go to the monitor. All
right. So, on the female side.
Yep.
All right.
That's me.
So, well, first, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
With the social content creation that you're doing, which has any predominant female athletes hit you up to work with you?
Ooh, to work with me. Female athletes to work with me. So other content creators, other basketball creators I've worked with. Wow. No, like I haven't worked with, like collabed with any WNBA players.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, I know some, and hopefully in due time that can happen. It's a little weird, like, I feel like, you know, I'm a content creator, but they're really WNBA stars, and mm-hmm. I don't really exactly know how they look at me in a sense.
If they view you seriously?
If they respect or not, but
okay.
Some of them follow me. Like, I definitely, so it's a matter of me reaching out to them, I think,
okay.
When it's their off season. But I have had some stuff with some, I did something with Steph Curry,
oh, yeah?
Which was, it was an impromptu thing, which was probably one of the other most amazing days of my life as a creator.
Okay, speak to that.
So I have a Guinness World Record for farthest female football throw into a target. Mm-hmm. And just this last Super Bowl, the Clippers hired me to... It was the day after the Super Bowl to come in during a timeout and try to beat my Guinness World Record. Okay. My Guinness World Record is at 90 feet, and a full-size NBA court is 94 feet. Mm-hmm. So I had a minute and 10 seconds, so it was a timeout, to throw 10 balls and see if I can make it, see if I can beat my Guinness World Record, right? So before the game, I'm standing on the sideline, Clippers logo on, right? But I chose that game specifically. They gave me a few games to go to. I'm like, no, I'm going to the Warriors Clippers game. Because Steph follows me, but I've never met him. He follows me, though. I'm like, Steph Curry, like, I want to see him. I want to meet him, right? But how do I do this wearing a Clippers shirt, right? And I'm hired by that. I can't go run over there and be like, you know? So I'm on the sideline, and I'm like just tossing the football back. Mm-hmm. And you see Steph down the same sideline in the corner shooting threes. And all of a sudden, so he shoots it, right? Okay. He shoots it, and then you see him just go like this.
Uh-huh.
To me. And I'm at half court, down the sideline. And I'm, like, looking. I'm like, I gotta have the football. He's like, yeah, throw it. And I'm like, oh, this is, like, in warm-ups. This is in warm-ups. He wants me to throw him a football. But, you know, he does all that crazy stuff during warm-ups. Yes. He'll, like, pretend to, like, bowl and soccer. So I asked the dude that's with me, the Clippers guy that hired me. I go, can I throw the football to Steph Curry? So he goes, yeah, do it. And he's like, give me your phone. So I throw him the football. And he tried to be kind of like cute with it, like catch it and like, you know, in the end zone, like not. And he dropped it. So I'm like, yes, he's definitely going to throw it back. And I'm going to throw it again. So at this point.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He throws it back, and I'm like, I'm showing the world my face. I took my mask off, you know, because we had to have our mask on. I said, if everyone's cameras are out.
Yeah.
I took my mask off, and I got to throw him another one. Nice little dot, and he caught it, and he started running into the...
The locker room.
Into the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, you just see him just wing it. And he threw it to the complete opposite sideline as me. And when I tell you, King, nothing was going to stop me from getting this ball. Uh-huh. If a freaking old lady was in my way, I would have ran her over.
So you ran under the ball to catch it?
I ran under it. So I'm just like, I can't believe this happened. The next thing you know, the ball shoots out. And I'm like, and so I go and I catch it. I hold it up. Uh-huh. And I'm walking over to the dude. And I start welling up. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, this was way cooler than just getting a picture
right.
with him.
Right.
And he just created a viral moment for me, right? Right. And I haven't even thrown my Guinness World Record yet.
Right.
So this big dude in blue comes up and he goes, come with me. And I'm like, did I do something wrong? He leads me down the tunnel and Steph's waiting for me.
Yeah.
He talks to me, tells me I'm an amazing athlete. Like, I'm inspiring. I'm like, yo, you know what you've done to the game? You've changed the game.
Wow.
And then I went out and I missed all 10 throws. And I didn't beat my Guinness World Record, but in hindsight, I still hold the Guinness World Record, so it's pretty cool.
So really quick, talk about that though. How did you even get to look it up or even get in that position to get the record?
Oh man, that I will say that was like, this guy, he's a content creator, his name's Josh Horton. He has 19 Guinness World Records, 19. And he moved to my hometown. Me and him had a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. And he started doing YouTube videos. He's been doing YouTube videos for 8 years, mm-hmm. now probably 10. And he just invited me to be on his YouTube. And he does trick shots. He juggles. He does all this stuff. And so we did a basketball one. And he was like, Jenna, you really got to start. You have to get a YouTube. You got to be an influencer. And I was like, no, I'm a coach. Uh-huh. I'm a teacher. Like, you know, and he's like, people love you on my channel, like get your own.
Yeah.
And so it was one day where I chucked the football far as I can, cross court, and I made it. And he goes, that's gotta be a Guinness World Record.
Okay.
And we look it up and no one has set the Guinness World Record for farthest football throw into a target by mm-hmm. a female. So he's like, we gotta do that. I have connects. Mm-hmm. He obviously already had 17 Guinness World Records. So me, him, and then two other content creators, one day we rented out a gym. Mm-hmm. We got a Guinness World Record adjudicator to be on site because they had to be on site.
Okay.
They take the measurements and make sure everything's legit.
Okay.
And it was in 2019, and we all got Guinness World Records that day.
So do they give you a prize? Like what?
They give you a plaque. And you get to be in the book, the Guinness World Records book.
Nobody really look at that no more.
Yeah, come on. It's a cool little like thing on my bio, like Guinness World Record holder, you know?
Right,
it's pretty cool.
No, that is. That's dope. All right, so what is it? H-O-H-O-R?
You have H-O-R?
I'm asking.
I think so.
All right. So you made some eye shots. Nothing really crazy. Let's see if we can get a free throw in. All right.
Dang, and it's dark? Hey, this is actually pretty tough.
All right.
Oh, that's short.
That's short!
Oh.
So I found a weak spot.
That's unlike me. Honestly unlike me.
All right, so I guess you can't see. Top of the key.
Okay, that's impressive, yeah, I have to say. Like,
tell them again in the camera.
It's impressive.
You know what I mean?
Okay, it's tied up right now?
It's tied up.
All right.
You don't want to lose on my camera.
But look, I thrive under pressure.
Okay.
I do this. You got to mix it up.
Who?
You.
We're tied with me not mixing it up.
All right, go ahead.
But that's your thing. You're the trick shot, right?
Maybe I'm just trying to get in your head.
I'm the one that makes shots.
I'm just
the one that makes shots.
Doink. Gosh, okay. Who is this guy?
Come on, man.
Not bad.
Knockout King. That's what they call me. Oh!
Go to your home, bro!
Oh. So you about
so
to lose.
You
about this is your basketball.
It is.
Right? This is your ball.
It is my ball.
All right, let's see here. For the game. Man.
Does it have S? Oh, shucks.
So let the people know. Once I beat you, you're going to post it, right? Like, you're going to let everybody know who I am
after this? You know what? I'm not afraid to lose because I still looked good in this. You know, I made some shots.
Okay.
I'll let them know who you are.
All right, bet. So let's make it a good shot.
Gonna lose, so that's not gonna happen.
Let's make it a good shot from range. I don't wanna mess the camera.
Do we get to prove it? If I miss and I can say prove it, I just wanna know before.
This is not around the world, right?
All right. Hey, I'm just getting the rules down. You're gonna doink this really
game.
Bad. That's terrible. Why would you do
it's
that?
It's dropping. Oh.
Just won the game.
Mm.
Not smart. Definitely not smart.
Don't miss.
Okay, let's see.
Don't miss. Do I gotta, like,
I'm trying to think here.
I got
to
put LeBron on Gil.
I think I'm gonna do my backwards one again. I'm going to the staple.
Don't miss this. All right.
There's definitely no shot that you can't get this. There's no chance. You gotta back up.
Are you gonna make it again? Miss it again?
No, I'm gonna make it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Don't miss.
Oh, just short. That was straight though. Like you got a little tight.
Let's see here. I gotta go from range.
Oh my brick city.
Hey, that was bad.
Okay, I'm going to it. I'm going to it again, guys. You'll see the form. It's looking nice. There we go.
Let me catch the rebound. Hold on. Let me catch the rebound.
You're not catching.
Go ahead.
That's nice. Oh! It hit the rim just a little left.
Oh.
What are you going to go to?
I'm going to go corner shot. That's me.
You saw me knock down three
That's me.
In a row.
Doink. That's me.
A misser? I'm going back to it, guys.
How many times you going to miss this?
You're hurting
your legacy. You missing it so much.
Okay, come on, Jenna. I'm her! Y'all heard that net? Let's go. There's no way you're doing this. If this is for S? Come on. He's taking measurements. Yo, just take the L. Just take the letter. For real, you don't want to embarrass yourself. You're not even at the three. You weren't even at the three.
Oh, I'll do it again.
No. You lose your chance.
I wasn't at the three.
Guess what? I'm so confident you still won't even make it.
And that was close.
It's a three.
That wasn't close?
No.
That wasn't close?
No.
Okay.
And it was wrong.
What was wrong about it?
Terrible. Just terrible. Why do you put so much backspin on it?
What am I
Okay, I'm going two balls. Yep. I'm getting fancy with it.
All right, let's go.
We're tied up.
Yeah, it's for game.
Right? And so when I win, you're going to let everyone know. Go
Everybody already know who you are.
I'm just saying, put emphasis on
it. We will.
Thank you.
We will.
Okay, pay attention.
All right, let's go.
Okay, pay attention, y'all.
Let's go.
You got to throw this one up. While this one's in the air.
Shoot it.
You shoot this one.
And then you catch that.
And then you catch it in the air.
And you shoot it.
And then you make that.
I've seen you do this before.
Okay.
All right.
I like that.
All right, let's go.
Okay, here we go.
You know how easy that is?
Look, guys.
You're going to make me crease my sneakers.
That looks simple.
You're going to make me crease my sneakers.
But you're not going to get this. That looks simple, but there's... Yep, you already messed up. Yo, actually, you hit that first one, though.
I know. Man, let me see.
It's over.
I know. You won. You won.
It's over.
My homie said you won, but hold on.
You just want to do this for your confidence?
Hold on.
It's hard.
It's
and
the
you have to be in the air.
Nah, it's not. Nah, it's just, it's the goal.
He's trying to, like, delay this whole thing. Just take the L.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you. You beat
me. That was for five?
Yeah, it was
I thought around the world was for five.
Okay, so it was 100? What was it for?
One more shot for 100.
Oh, my God, where?
Wherever you pick. No trick shot, just a straight shot, 400.
Okay. All
right. Can we gamble?
For how much? 100?
Can we gamble?
NIL deal?
So, hold on. I owe you five?
Yeah, $5.
All right, so.
But this one's only, this one's for 100?
No. Just do a dub.
What does that mean?
$20?
Huh?
Y'all don't say dub on the West Coast for
like
a dub.
Like a win?
Nah, for $20. You didn't know that?
No. Didn't you see I'm
so
very
one,
white?
One shot, wherever you want for 20.
Right here.
All right, go ahead.
But you already gave me $5?
I owe you five, so I'm in the hole.
But this is worth 20?
It's worth 20.
Doesn't make sense, but I guess I'll do it.
All right.
Left.
All right.
Ooh.
Let's get out of here.
Oh, in and out. In and out. Okay. Same spot. Cash money. Oh, heads up.
Let's go home, everybody. Hey.
This is so close. Here we go. All right, here we go.
Man, somebody's saving you right now.
This is out of my range. I'm cold. I might granny this, guys. I'm going to granny this. Watch. For my grandma. For my grandma. Hey, that wasn't bad. I'm gonna do it for my grandma.
No grandmother.
It's for my grandma!
This isn't even me.
Give me that dub. Give me that dub.
All right, my people.
Yeah, you're doing it normal.
I gave her too many chances.
Yeah, you're still broke. Hey. You're still trash. Okay, here we go.
Tell them about the two one-on-one games.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I have short-term memory.
What was that? That's Mountain Dew?
You're my grandma! Oh, are you kidding me? Okay, maybe for my granddad?
Is that the trash talking? My grandmother?
Yeah, like a granny shot. Don't you get it? It's punny. Gosh, you're broke. You're broke.
We ain't got... I can keep messing all these bricks. Let's go.
Right. Yep. Are you... It's taking a little while.
It is taking a while. Camera time. Let's go, 30.
He's actually getting robbed.
Yo.
He's getting in and out. Okay, this is it right here. One shot, one opportunity, mom spaghetti.
Man, what? Hey.
Mom spaghetti!
Thank you.
Okay, I gotta match it.
You shot first.
Did I? Yeah. The granny.
Hey.
Mom spaghetti!
Champ.
Yeah, but guess what? I won in the real game.
Listen, congratulations. So everybody, look, man, I hope you enjoyed this episode with the special guest.
I enjoyed it.
You did?
Thanks for having me.
Nah, we appreciate you all the time. We appreciate you. All right, that's another episode of Built Different. This is your boy, King. We're here with the great somewhat of a hooper, right?
Stop
she gave
it.
Us, she gave us a real good.
Water it down.
Listen, she gave us a real good episode, but let them know where they can find you again.
Jenna Bandy 21 on TikTok. Instagram, Jenna Bandy on YouTube. You know what to do. Subscribe, hit the post noties.
You already know what it is. And like we said, ESPN, Fox, whoever, give her a shot, man. She deserves it. She all right. She decent.
Thank you. Thank
Again,
you.
You already know this is Up On Game Network. This is your boy King, Built Different Podcast. We out.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279. Or visit CheapoAir.com/podcast.